bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE. If I get a chance, I'll tell you more about my adventure in legal land today as I was kidnapped and held in a cage and then another cage and then brought into a courtroom, all for the dastardly crime of recording video in a public place in Massachusetts, the very same place where the infamous Glick decision came about that confirms your right as a free individual member of the free press to record government bureaucrats while they're performing their so-called duties, especially so in public places. We can continue that here in a moment, but we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Speaking of we, it's Ian here with you.
Michelle.
And Mark.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we go to your phone calls. Tom is listening in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
I don't know if you people are old enough to remember the days when the temp agency would send people, you send you out on a job, and you get there, maybe telemarketing, maybe data entry. You get there, and all the other ones are puffing away on cigarettes, and your option is either walk off or breathe poison. And if you walk off, then the judge is going to ask you, why aren't you paying your child support? You walked away from a perfectly good job, and you'd wind up being thrown in jail with chain-smoking cellmates. So it wouldn't even do any good to walk off the job at that point. And now, nowadays, we non-smokers have defeated them. Yes, there was some government intervention involved in there, but we won that war. And so and there's no excuse for this New Hampshire law. This is one of the things that some of the members of the legislature that are free staters or libertarians need to look at. It's RSA 275, Section 37A, which says that no employer shall require as a condition of employment that any employee or applicant for employment abstain from using tobacco products outside the course of employment as long as the employee complies with any workplace policy. Now, if they do away with this unjust law that unjustly infringes on who you can hire, then some businesses might just say, okay, let's get rid of all the smokers that are driving up the cost of the health insurance, and then we can make more money, more profits for us, or raise the wages and, you know, get better help here, and that'd be more jobs for people that deserve them. You know,
well, I don't think that a smoker doesn't deserve a job if he or she is willing to work, but I agree with you that business owners should be able to make decisions about who they want to hire and who they don't. And Tom, as always, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. I'm going to get rid of him before he starts going on his hate rants about whatever it is he's
negative towards. He wasn't talking about that stuff at all.
It's true. I didn't want to get to that point. But yeah, I think that.
Oh, so you cut him off before he had a chance to say anything bigot.
Yeah.
It's your show.
He's been chronic recently. So.
Do you know that I've never had a chance to talk to him?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You were actually
dealing with your son who came in.
I know, but it's just funny that the one time I have a chance, I'm like off doing something else. Well, what did he want this time?
Oh, don't worry about it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. No, he was talking about business owners being forced to hire smokers as opposed to being able to make a policy, for instance, that says, oh, if you smoke cigarettes, you can't work here.
Oh.
And business owners should be able to make a decision like that.
Sure.
Although, really, business owners shouldn't be forced to be paying for health insurance. And if that were the case, then the business owner may not really be so concerned with that particular aspect of what their employees are
doing.
And if they
didn't have to provide smoke breaks in a smoking section and what have you.
One of the reasons that employers provide health insurance, and frankly, this is one of the ways that employees are made into serfs for the employer. I mean, it's ridiculous that you would ever want this. I mean, what you want is you want to be able to get as much money as you can from your employer so that you can get the health insurance you want to get. And if you can get together with and get group benefits from other places, but this whole group benefits thing is really born out of employers buying health insurance for their employees. And this is frankly where the mess started. But the mess started because of taxes. These benefits the employers buy, these health insurance, it's not taxable. And so there's no income tax on it. So this is a way for employers to essentially move funds to their employees without a tax burden on the employee. And that's why this happened. So if it wasn't for the distortion in the marketplace known as the income tax, this whole thing would never have happened.
Mm-hmm. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So I was arrested today to continue the story, because we only really got to the arrest of the portion of the story. I was arrested today in Palmer, Massachusetts, for walking into Town Hall, a public place, with a video camera and recording. They charged me with disorderly conduct, of course, because they couldn't possibly charge me with wiretapping. I was obviously recording them. And so now I'm facing yet another possible, you know, I'm not sure if it's jail time or not. I've heard that it is, and I've heard that it isn't, so I'm not clear on that. But either way, I'm facing...
But you're going to sue them.
If it's possible, you know, I'd be interested in that. If I can find an attorney that's interested in doing that, and hopefully I will.
Mr. Glick.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to him as soon as possible. I've left him a message today, the attorney from the famous Glick case, which reaffirms your right as an individual to record government bureaucrats in the performance of their duties as government bureaucrats in public. And so just to bring you up to speed here, I was arrested, charged with disorderly conduct. I was held in a cell. And held there for about an hour. They let me out. And, you know, throughout this time was having a conversation, not when I was in the cell, but outside during booking and all that, having a conversation with the police chief, Robert Frederick, who, you know, despite the fact that his agents and he were doing the wrong thing by arresting members of the press, was at least cordial, was, you know, conversational, willing to talk about issues. We talked about the war on drugs, for instance, and you know, taxes, the federal government. You know, we're all kind of all over the map with different topics of conversation.
Well, they're all intertwined.
Sure. And
the war on drugs is the, you know, this big tax sucking program that they've got. I mean, so yeah. Taxes, you know, it's all about taxes. There'd be, you know, billions and billions of dollars available to the American public if it wasn't for this basically war on marijuana.
He didn't agree that, you know, drugs should be legalized. Well, but duh. We did talk about, I brought up Portugal to him. I talked to him about how Portugal's had decriminalization.
I don't care. I got a job being a policeman.
He didn't say he didn't care. I suggested he check it out and told him that Portugal over the last decade has dramatically reduced, like something like they've got 40% of the amount of addicts they previously had during Prohibition, during total Prohibition. So kind of shared some of the success stories with him. We talked about the black market and alcohol prohibition and various different things like that. So, you know, there were some productive conversations, I think, that went on in the back with the department. I hung out in a cell for an hour as I waited. Was not fed or anything like that. They apologized. He did apologize for not feeding me, but I nonetheless did not get food. And the court did not feed me either. I had some food briefly before I had some, like a Pop-Tart before I left in the morning, and so literally I didn't pretty much eat from say 8 in the morning to around
and that's terrible for you. You get grouchy.
I was a little bit loopy in court. I ended up in court at around 4 o'clock in the afternoon after finally getting out of the town lockup. They took me over to court. I waited in the catacombs beneath the court for, you know, whatever person to come talk to me. They finally brought me up into the courtroom. I met with the prosecutor, and I told them, and obviously I had a lot of time to think about, you know, what did I want to do, right? Because I'm facing this disorderly conduct charge. It's a misdemeanor. Actually ended up kind of talking the police department into charging me with a town violation instead of a misdemeanor, but they ended up putting both of the charges on the sheet, and I feel like there was a miscommunication between the police and the prosecutor, and so she's, like, basically coming at me with both disorderly conduct charges now. So actually I have two disorderly conduct charges. One is a misdemeanor. The other is a town ordinance violation. Disorderly conduct.
One of them will stick, right?
So her plea deal offer to me was $50 that she would drop the misdemeanor, I think it was, and I would get the convicted of the town ordinance violation. In Massachusetts, you can be responsible or not responsible for those things, and so I would be responsible for that, and it would be a $50 fee. And I told her that, look, you know, normally, I'm not interested in taking plea deals. However, this is Massachusetts, and I would prefer not to come back here. So I told her that I'd be willing to take the deal if it meant that I could just, you know, we could just all be done with this today, and I wouldn't have to come back here. And because I had talked to the police chief previously, one of the motivating factors for me not wanting to come back was they had my video camera and my cell phone. And I wanted to have my footage, and I wanted to have my phone back. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were willing to give those things back to me. Obviously, if the case cleared out because it had, you know, been a plea deal, then I would have gotten the phone and the camera back at that moment. And I wouldn't have had to go back to Massachusetts for any reason. Because I don't like being in Massachusetts. And to me, it would have been worth it to just be done with it.
Sure.
You know, I'm going to make my stand in New Hampshire. That's where I've been making my stand. But she offered me $50, which I really thought about, right? Because I thought, you know, for $50, it's worth
practically free.
It's worth the publicity, you know, just for the, you know, whatever coverage I might get from this. I mean, there's a news article already in the Massachusetts Republican or whatever, the Springfield or whatever it's called, the Republican. It is called the MassLive.com.
Details. That's 855-872-9368. Protect and connect your home with Protection One. Call 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring us anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have there for you. They include our Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video. You can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Strategic Survival. It's a book on, you know, sort of to teach you how to survive in a...
Strategically
in a bunch of different scenarios. If you're tired of general preparedness and strategic survival advice with no reason or context behind it, or you think you that the single scenario focus of survivalists on TV shows is silly. Strategic Survival is the book for you. It's got all kinds of different scenarios and step by step the things you need to do to prepare for it. Also, it's got they give you ways to practice in order to be prepared, whether the equipment that you need, improvisation ideas that you can carry with you for more permanent infrastructure, and includes recommendations for training and practice, as I said, for added confidence and experience. Go check it out at strategicsurvival.com. It's a great book. You can get an ebook format and all these kind of things. strategicsurvival.com.
All right, so we're going to continue with your calls. By the way, apologies, last segment got cut off inappropriately due to, I don't know, somebody didn't pay attention, and I was definitely one of those people who wasn't paying attention at the time. We were talking about what happened to me today. I was arrested for so-called disorderly conduct. The actual crime, well, I went to attend a public, what was supposed to be a public tax sale, which, by the way, was closed to the public. Even though it was advertised as open to the public, it was closed. Not anyone could get in unless they had a $5,000 cashier's check or money order in their hand, being willing to come in, and lay that down to possibly bid on something.
Made out to the town of Palmer?
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly. So they weren't letting anybody in. They didn't even let the reporter in from the Republican, which is the local newspaper in the area. This is she reports over at MassLive.com. Her name's Lori. She was there to report on the whole situation as well. She couldn't even get into this so-called public tax sale. I think she was pretty shocked by that. They wouldn't let anybody into this this public meeting, and I was arrested outside of it for carrying a video camera, recording with a camera in the hallways of the town of Palmer building wherein this town auction was being conducted. So I was finally taken out into from the caging cell, the cell in the town offices next to the police department, to the cells in the court. They finally removed me from the cells in the court after another half an hour or so, and then brought me up into the courtroom where I talked to the prosecutor, and she offered me her deal, which was a $50 $50 to make one of the charges, two disorderly conduct charges, one was a misdemeanor, the other a town ordinance, make one of them go away, and the other one would be the $50. And so I really considered it.
Doing
I really
you a
did.
Favor. That was so nice of her.
I really considered it because I don't want to go back to Massachusetts. I just don't like being down there. I don't want to be there. And so, I've made my stands plenty of times in New Hampshire.
Sure,
and had this
sure.
been New Hampshire, I would have made that stand there. And I told her, look, I'll, I'm going to put in, because we both have to put in our recommendations on this plea deal thing, right? So I put in that you would make it a suspended fine. Right, because here in New Hampshire, they do this frequently. They'll suspend the fine, meaning you don't actually pay the fine unless you get arrested for something else down the line. And the prosecutor looked quizzically at me. She did not understand. I was like, well, they do this in New Hampshire. I guess they don't do that in Massachusetts. She said they have something called on file or file it, and that would be where there would be no fine, and it would go on some sort of file, and then it could be wiped out eventually or something like that. So I wrote down.
I can't believe she's never heard of a suspended
fine. It was unbelievable. So I wrote or file it, or whatever. So I wrote that down, and I said, now, wait a minute. I'm not actually pleading, right? This is just a negotiation. She's like, well, this is a plea form, but you can withdraw if she doesn't accept your version of the plea. So I went into the court. This was presented to the judge, and obviously, no one was expecting this to happen. Nobody else had a video camera with them, so none of this was recorded by any activists, but there were folks sitting there watching. And I kind of got to talk to the judge about this and told her, my position. Hey, look, lady, I've had my whole day taken from me already. I don't want to come back to Massachusetts. Why don't you just call this a day and we can all go home?
Wasn't going to call it a day, was she?
Nope. She wanted to do the $50. She accepted the prosecutor's recommendation of the $50. And I said, look, I don't accept that. How about this? I'll pay the $50 to a local charity instead. She didn't accept that offer. So I said, well, I'm going to withdraw my plea. We'll go to trial. If you want to go to trial, then we'll go to trial. She's like, whoa, this is your choice.
That's right. Right.
Yes, and because the law and the enforcement of it is arbitrary, it was your officer's choice to arrest me in the first place.
Right. And it was her choice to stick with her fine.
Right.
I mean, this is a negotiation. Two people make choices here.
Yeah.
This is not one person negotiating with a tree.
So she's chosen, rather than to just let this go, she's chosen to go ahead and go with a trial where they're going to have to impanel maybe a jury. I'm still not sure if it's jury or juryable or not, but they could have
probably
to pay for
not.
A jury to
They've
be there.
They've got to figure out a way to spend that money they're collecting.
They're not collecting money from me because
no,
I'm not paying
the $50. They're collecting the $19,000 from the sale of Jay's house,
so,
the auction.
Basically, I mean, I was willing to do, you know, the unthinkable and just take the plea to make this go away, as most people do to take pleas because I don't want to be in Massachusetts. But I wasn't willing to pay their fine. I wasn't willing to go that far with it. And since she wanted me to pay the fine, she's like, all right, fine. Let's just go ahead and go to trial. So I've got my pretrial date, and we'll see what happens.
That'd be so great if you could get Simon Glick to come and
the guy behind
rehash
the Glick decision.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
I got him on the phone briefly tonight. He was just like, it was after hours. I just called him.
Because he's down at Boston University, so he's in Massachusetts.
Yeah, right, which is why this is all the more of an interesting and useful place to have this happen. If it's going to happen, it's a good thing it happened there.
But you can empathize with people who, you know, they get picked up for something silly or whatever, and, you know, the temptation to take a plea deal is really strong. When you're like, I can't afford to take off a day of work and get a sitter for my kids and what have you.
And I already had taken a day off of work, you know, not intending to, because I literally spent all day, pretty much all day in their clutches today. So I think that's pretty much the story. Do y'all feel like obviously you weren't there, so you don't know what I missed, but were there any questions before we move on?
Well, I'm glad that you stated in that, the last little piece there, that there were no other activists that had cameras, which I was a little bit surprised because typically, you know,
Daryl had one with him earlier, but I believe the batteries died in it. So that was that.
And you couldn't very well hand yours off to someone.
No. Oh, by the way, one other thing. Credit to the police department, the chief there. He totally didn't have to give me my stuff back. But I was able to, you know, negotiate with him. Hey, look, I'd really like to have my camera back. At least, you know, if you need to keep the SD card, that's fine. Because otherwise, they're just going to keep the camera and keep my cell phone. And obviously, my cell phone, smartphone, there's some pretty important stuff on there. And so that was one of my motivating factors. Be like, I don't want to have to come down here. I'd rather just, you know, make this go away, get my stuff back. Well, it wasn't going away. It's going to trial. So I'm thinking, okay, am I going to get the stuff? And yes, I did actually end up getting the camera. They found an SD card reader in the police department. So I actually got the SD card back. And I copied the file that I was on my cell phone that I'd recorded, because I had the cop recorder program on my cell phone. So I was recording simultaneously on my cell phone and my camera. I copied that file, emailed that to him. That way they didn't have to take my camera's SD card. So I actually walked away with the camera and the cell phone with both SD cards. And, you know, they didn't have to do that. So as far as police departments go, yeah, they did the wrong thing by arresting me.
So is that like a rapist using a condom?
Yeah, I guess you could put it that way. 855-450-FREE. I'd rather deal with nicer cops than thugs.
I'd rather someone rape me than use a condom.
It's Free Talk Live.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox, on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits with instructors GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares, plus the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Sheely, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free number for you to bring us anything you want. It's 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you'll find there. We've got a lot of them. And they include the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com. Like the rest of our site, it's totally free.
Bitcoins, they are an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency that allow you to send and receive money on the Internet without having to pay any fines. They're amazing. They're I think, probably the most important invention of this decade. Check them out at weusecoins.org, and you can get your free Bitcoin wallet, online Bitcoin wallet, at blockchain.info. With this online Bitcoin wallet, you can actually send, of course, money to people's Bitcoin wallets that they have on their computers, but you can also send it via email to your Facebook friends or to anyone's cell phone number in just about any country around the world. They've got apps for Android and jailbroken iPhones. You can go get it all for free at blockchain.info.
I actually thought you said in that you can sin on the Internet, not spend on the Internet.
I'm reasonably certain that it's been done.
I think I've done it.
Let's go to the phones here. Rob is listening in Michigan, the Benton Harbor area, to WSJM FM. Hey, Rob.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, I don't want to veer off subject or anything.
It's okay. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything.
Well, I think it's pretty absurd, hey, that police and the government via Patriot Act and all that stuff have warrantless wiretapping and video surveillance of civilians. But anytime anybody raises a camera phone or just any kind of recording device, almost anywhere, they're persecuted, prosecuted, and so on. I mean, it totally goes against the ideas of a free society.
Yep.
And, I love Coplock's motto, which is badges don't grant extra rights, you know?
Absolutely, and I mean, they're servants to the people. You know, the people aren't servants to them. Unfortunately, they forgot that.
I don't think they ever believed it.
They're not held accountable for that, you know? And why? Because most people, most of us, and I'll even include myself in that, you know, because sometimes I can't be bothered. You know, we don't take them to task, and people are busy, whether it's watching TV or I don't know, taking care of their family and their job and what have you. So, you know, it requires diligence if you're going to have a representational government, which I don't think it works, because in order for it to work properly, you have to exercise some sort containment on these representatives. Otherwise, they get out of hand and they like their power.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think not only that, but a bigger issue is the confiscation of private property. Those are your personal items. They weren't used in a violent crime. It's pretty ridiculous the way.
Well, their excuse for it is that they needed to collect evidence, right? So actually, while I was being arrested, you can see in the video when it goes online, which it will later tonight at freekeen.com, you'll see I actually attempt to pass the camera to David, one of the activists that was there, and the cop blocks me from passing off the camera during the arrest because they want to preserve that evidence. They want that for their trial.
So you should arrest him for disorderly conduct because he was interfering in your business as a
journalist.
Thank you.
It'd be nice, except you can't arrest them for anything, and they are usually exempt from their own statutes.
Exactly. Yep. And, you know, I mean, this totally goes against freedom of the press. Any kind of confiscation of personal property that isn't involved in a violent crime, I sincerely oppose. You know, you're not a criminal. I think people who are criminals commit violent acts against other human beings.
That's one of the things I was talking with the police chief about in the
criminals disobey people with badges. That's the that's what the reality of the situation is.
Yeah,
absolutely. So, you know, I mean, it's preposterous. It's horrible to see in this country. I'm not a fan of the direction that it's going because it's
so. What are you doing about it?
Good question, Michelle.
I'm voting for Gary Johnson.
Well, that's something. But what else are you doing about it?
Don't break your neck.
No, I'm a local activist in the local party here. I do my best to spread the word. I attend all the town hall meetings with the commissioners.
That's something.
Recently, we formed a small group to try and come up with some kind of vocal amendment to oppose Section 1020 and 1021 of the NDAA for our area.
And what are those sections?
The right to detain American citizens indefinitely without the writ of habeas corpus. So that's where I've been spending a lot of my time.
Do they let you speak at your local city council meetings?
Yes, for 2 minutes. And it's not the Roberts rule. You can't defer your time to someone else. Some people come up with lengthy presentations, but there's no time deferment.
Do they roll their eyes when you talk? Because that's what I went to a town hall meeting or thing last night, and you know they wanted as soon as I said New Hampshire Constitution, it was all over.
Yeah, they don't act like servants of the people, you know.
No doubt.
Once somebody gets elected, it's almost like they think that they're privileged.
Well, who wants to be a servant? I don't want to be a servant.
These people, where I was, weren't even elected. These are appointed. I'm actually an elected official from this town, and they still didn't care.
I am a servant of my customers. I am here to serve my customers, my clients, my advertisers, my listeners, my amplifiers.
Just because you serve doesn't mean you're a servant, though.
I'm not owned by them, if that's what you mean.
Right. Well, I mean, it's called public service for a reason. And, I mean, technically we pay their salaries or whatever they get, so that they owe us a little bit more than an eye-rolling or...
Yeah, you know, they don't owe you S, and that's how they act.
Yeah, exactly.
For the most part. So, hey, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight, Rob. I appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Gene, the Christian Anarchist in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Oh, hi, guys. Hey, Ian, I'm sorry to hear you got arrested again and had to deal with those thugs.
You know, it's just what happens when you stand on your rights. They could have been thuggish. They did the wrong thing, but, you know, they didn't slam me up against the wall or break anything. So they could have been a lot worse than they were, but they certainly didn't have to do what they did. And they
didn't, but the threat was still there.
That's true.
And on a different note, I just wanted to call up and let you know that I did put the Ron Paul Corvette on eBay. So
hey, that's exciting. So is it there right now?
It's there right now. If you type Ron Paul Corvette, you'll see it. And
you want to get rid of that thing?
I have mixed feelings. I don't really want to get rid of it. I love the car. I drive it daily. But that's really the reason that I'm putting it up for sale, is because I'm giving somebody an opportunity that if they want to collect this car or do something with it that would be more, I guess, more worthy of the car than me just driving it to work and back every day, then that's what I'm putting it up there for. If I don't sell it, I'll keep it because I love the car.
Now, what year is this? A 2004. I'm looking at it right now here. 2004 Chevy Corvette, the one and only Ron Paul Liberty Corvette, a campaign collectible. You gotta put the word out about this. Obviously, you're getting it out on Free Talk Live, but maybe hit the Ron Paul forums up.
Can you link it at auction.freetalklive.com?
Send it over to, you could send it over to the Ron Paul, what is it, the Daily Paul. Daily Paul is a good one.
I've done both the Daily Paul and the Ron Paul forums.
Yeah, I mean, I could link that, Mark. That's a possibility.
We're not doing anything right now with auction.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, I could do that. Do you want me to do that, Gene? I could do that for you.
Sure, be my
head. I don't want everybody to think that, hey, every time you got something to auction, just call it Free Talk Live.
Gene, the Christian Anarchist, he's been listening to us for like 10 years.
Man, this is a unique auction product. There really isn't anything out there like this. For those of you that haven't seen it, it's on our Facebook page. It's a picture of you and your wife and Vermin Supreme all in the
boot on his head.
Yeah.
Vermin's wife.
Oh, I'm sorry. Apologize. I didn't realize that.
I didn't know
Vermin had a wife.
Vermin. What is Vermin's wife?
What's her name? Yeah.
I just called her Mrs.
Reptile?
Vermin.
I mean.
I just called her Mrs. Vermin.
All right, man. Hey, we'll link that up for you and let us know what happens. I appreciate the call. The starting bid is $25,000, so you better be ready to roll with this. Hey, thanks for the call, Gene. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. We'll have that link up here in a moment. 1-855-450-3733. It'll be at auction.freetalklive.com if you want to place a bid on Gene's Ron Paul Corvette, which could be yours. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Election Day is fast approaching. As Americans, we're looking to vote in a new batch of Washington's best, brightest, and morally bankrupt flim-flam artists that money can buy. These irresponsible, unaccountable politicians will try to convince us that red is more fashionable than blue, or that blue is superior to red. These hucksters all want us to know that it's okay to bend over for their big business friends. In our hearts, we all know that no matter what color we choose, we're going to get screwed.
Oh, yeah.
The staff at Baba Boom says let's get screwed in style. From naughty to nice, Baba Boom has all the top brands of adult novelties, DVDs, sexy lingerie, and supplements that will help keep your bedroom heated these cold winter nights. Let Baba Boom help you get your kink on. Prefer to shop naked?
Oh, yeah.
Fulfill even your naughtiest fantasies online at shopbababoom.com. That's shopbababoom.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moment of fame for the next time for your call. If you dial now, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com with you here tonight. It's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
And 855-450-FREE is the number.
So Christmas shopping this year, if you're going to do some, and you're probably going to do some online, please do it through shop.freetalklive.com.
Good idea.
Shop.freetalklive.com. It takes you an extra moment, but it's frankly one of the big revenue pipelines that Free Talk Live has. We've got listeners going there. It doesn't. It's kind of great because, well, you know, it. We're not necessarily doing any advertising. You're getting what you want, and we're just getting a little extra. You get the same prices, the same service.
You're going to do it anyway,
yep.
Right?
Just takes an extra moment. Shop.freetalklive.com.
That's right. And even if you get a gift card for somebody, we'll still get a cut of that purchase.
Yep.
So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. We've been throughout the show tonight telling you about my encounter where I was arrested today by the Palmer Police in Massachusetts, of all places, for so-called disorderly conduct for the crime of recording video in a public hallway in a public building of public bureaucrats. And just, you know, I guess a few more thoughts on that. One more nice touch, I guess, when it comes to the police department was they did let me keep my water bottle. I had asked for.
They did, really?
Yep. Because we
you'd like to keep a water bottle with you in case you're marooned.
I like my water. It's nice to have. And I was actually allowed to take the water bottle into the holding cell.
You could have hung yourself with that.
You could have peed in it if you needed to go potty.
There was a toilet in said holding cell. But, you're not supposed to be able to bring anything in there.
Right.
And the officer who arrested me was like, you can't go in there with that. And the police chief was like, it's
all
right. The police chief was like, it's all right. He's being a gentleman, so it's fine. So I didn't have to drink out of it because, otherwise you'd have to bend your head down into the sink and, like, drink right out of the spigot.
It's attached to the toilet.
That's right. Yeah.
It's so gross. When I was in there the one time, they hadn't cleaned the holding cell I was in.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I could see urine stains on the toilet and on the
thing.
And I was
If you would have asked, they probably would have given you some cleaning supplies.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
I bet you that, yeah. Well,
they don't clean them.
No,
I don't know. I don't know if they would do that for somebody who was just getting booked in.
Mark, right, and I asked for soap to wash my hands so that I could take care of some personal hygiene issues and have clean hands to do so, And they said no.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get cleaning supplies until you're in general population. One of the first things they do, at least around here, is when you go into jail, they want to make sure you're not suicidal. And so they have an observation period of you. And so I don't think they're going to give you any cleaning chemicals to
swallow. And they leave the light on the whole time.
You were in the holding cell, yeah.
Yeah, and this bright, like, operation surgery light.
Well, that's because
face.
You wouldn't process. You refused to process. You didn't even get to eat when you were in there.
No, I didn't. What was I going to eat? Bologna sandwiches? Yeah.
I did process. You know, there's always a bunch of questions that they ask you. They had different questions they asked than they asked me in New Hampshire. Because this was my first time being arrested outside of New Hampshire.
Got your tattoos.
So it was a little bit different.
How about you? You want to compare?
Yeah, it was those kinds of questions, but there were some they asked that they didn't
have. Haven't been asked that since the Blue Moon Bar.
I thought about, like, if I were to go back again, that I would wear, like, my big wool coat that goes, you know, down to my ankles. It's really nice. And, you know, they're not going to let me take cashmere in there, but that underneath I just have, like, a crotchless body stocking.
Mm-hmm.
You
that
know?
Would go well.
Right, because, you know, they feel me up, and they made me shake out my hair and bend over and do everything. It was very humiliating, actually, and when I had my back to them, as the woman was feeling, and there were six men standing there watching this, and it felt like I was being, I mean, it was gross. It really was really gross, and, like, I had tears well up in my face, you know. And
wow, I'm so institutionalized, I don't care.
I turned around,
feel me up.
And the woman was, like, just horrified that I was so affected.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she didn't want to touch me after that at all. She got really upset, visibly upset.
A lot of people don't like their jail guard jobs. It's a really high turnover job.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's tough work.
Yep. You know, I mean, Daryl was a jail guard for 8 months. He said he hated every day of it.
They're often looked down on by the, you know, regular police.
The other cops.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, it's been said.
Are jail guards, are those COs?
Corrections officers.
Okay.
Yeah, it's tough work. You know, I mean, if you think about it, Hollywood has never portrayed a jail guard as the hero of any film. Yes, I know you're thinking of The Green Mile. He wasn't the hero. He was just the protagonist. The hero was the big black Jesus guy.
Mm.
Right. Who's I know. Who he
dead.
Died. Yeah.
One of the officers in the police department recognized my voice. He mentioned freekeen.com. He was aware of that I was a radio show host and had heard me in some context with freekeen.com. The police chief, Robert Frederick, who I had talked to previously in my last interaction. Again, if you go to YouTube and search for Palmer, Massachusetts, or Palmer, MA, you'll find the original video of me and Pete Ayer going through these very same offices where I was arrested today for video recording with our video cameras, interviewing various different bureaucrats who were not happy to see us. It's a really entertaining video. It's 10 minutes long. I highly recommend you check this out to get an idea of what happened last time we were in Palmer. But the officer mentioned
a feature film coming out again, part two. You know, like
Victimless Crime Spree?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm not going to make a movie about myself, but you know, there are. I think that's a possibility. To have future, like, Ademo's Victimless Crime Spree or Rich Paul's Victimless Crime Spree or Michelle Seven's Victimless Crime Spree.
Yeah, even if it's not associated with the name, because I know John Bush does, you know, freedom to travel as well as I have and stuff. And so maybe if it's topic-related, I think that there is certainly enough relating to wiretapping,
mm-hmm.
whether it's the, you know, Ademo's thing and yours and the Glick decision and everything.
I've never been charged with wiretapping.
Oh, okay, so this couldn't be brought under that.
They haven't charged me with wiretapping. I'm hoping they don't charge me with wiretapping. I don't think they can charge me with wiretapping, but, you know, just because they can't do something legally doesn't mean they won't try, right?
So then why would you...
I mean, they knew I was recording. It was pretty clear I was recording.
Right. So the disorderly, then, how do you even argue against that, then? I mean, isn't it a matter of opinion whether I think you're disorderly or not?
It should be thrown out.
Yeah.
Frankly, it should be thrown out. It's not a quantifiable charge. Look, we need to, if a person's being disorderly, we need to have a decibel level. We need to have...
Well, their claim was I disrupted the tax sale
process. And, you know, where's the witness for this?
I'm sure they'll call someone from the Zikos group to say that we were having so much trouble registering people. This was the registration period, and people trying to register, and he was making so much noise that we couldn't register people.
Well, the cop was talking as loud as you were.
This is true. But they're going to claim that it was my fault. Right. Even though it was the officer who got in my way, I was just trying to walk into the room. I'd ask, where is this being held? And then he started to get in my way and say, you can't have that camera on. So.
Right. So that's the thing. It's like when you were, the fact that you were told that you can't have the camera on, and then he didn't say you can't be in here or.
Well, I never got that far. But yeah, you're right. I found out after I got out from the other activists, many of whom were actually kicked out. They tried to kick the activists out of the hallway and force them to go into the free speech zone. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention this. So I had told you about how at Jay Noon's home, where we went to this open house prior to going to the town hall, they had a little penned off area with some cones, and they said, "That's your protest area." I think Jay actually went over and stood in there, but nobody else did.
Get in your box,
actually,
Jay.
David might have been there briefly, but they actually had a similar coned off, cordoned off area out in front of town hall as well. So they were trying to send people. They were trying to send people out of the town hall, and okay, you can go out front into the protest area, but you can't be in here. And I think David and another activist made a stand there in the town hall, like in the hallway. They couldn't get into the actual auction, but they made a stand instead of going where they were told to go. Stood there in the hallway. So there were some other good activist moments that I was unfortunately not privy to because I was in a cage at the time. But things were still going on. They wouldn't let anyone in there. Yeah, I'm glad too. I really didn't want to stay in Massachusetts any longer than I had to, but I'll be going back in December for a pretrial hearing, presuming they don't get wise and drop the charges by then. I mean, they didn't know what they were getting into. You know, the judge did not know that, okay, now you're going to have a Free State Project participant in your courtroom there in Palmer for the first time, and not only are we going to have liberty activists from New Hampshire come down to, you know, support me in that instance, but Jay Noon's going to bring some of his Massachusetts friends out as well, so we should be able to pack that courtroom pretty effectively.
I did learn that you don't wear underwear.
You didn't know that about me?
I didn't.
Well, yeah, I didn't. I hadn't put my belt back on.
You're checking
my crack out.
Yeah, I was. Your shirt was, like, falling down a little bit. I actually thought you were wearing a thong. Like, a little thong.
That's so much more. Let's go to Will. He's in Knoxville calling in the last moments of the program. Will, you've got, like, 20 seconds.
Hello?
You're on the air, but you got 20 seconds. Go now.
Yeah, this is Will. How you doing?
Bro, you've got 15 seconds now.
Okay, Craig, the guy that spotted the underwear bomber who testified in front of Congress, has won the Democratic seat.
All right, I don't know what you're getting to, but if you want to call tomorrow and tell us more, you can call at 7 o'clock at night Eastern Time. We'll put you right on, right out the gate. See you then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Thanks for the call.
Got vampires, zombies ruining the neighborhood. From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times best-selling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says this lighthearted testosterone soap sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, hand-to-hand combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blood and body parts. Monster Hunter Legion. On sale now wherever books are sold.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.